There's an interesting Ram that also on the surface seems to be astounding. He is concerned why Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to his family to find a wife for Yitzchak and didn't take from the people around him, from the Canaan. I mean, his family was no great sheikhs. They were idol worshippers. So why were they different than the people of Canaan? Says the Ram, the father. There are many different answers. Some say there was no difference. But Avraham didn't want a girl whose parents would be close by, who could influence the couple. He wanted Dafka from far away. Others say there was no difference. But if Avraham Avinu is going to have influence on somebody, why shouldn't he do it on his family? Why should he do it to strangers? Somebody's going to have to pick and groom them to be Yitzchak's wife. So he might as well be in the family and not a stranger. If you have to affect somebody and influence them, why not try for your family instead of strangers? Your family comes first. The Ram says a different idea. He says like this: yes, Avram's family were wicked, and so were the Canaanim, but their wickedness was in different ways. The Canaanim were wicked in their very character traits. They had bad character. And that goes from generation to generation. You can inherit character traits from your parents. And those are, to a certain degree, hereditary. Character traits. But things that a person sins intellectually, like idolatry, that's not something that goes on heredity-wise. You can retrain somebody to intellectual things, but it's hard to retrain people to character flaws that are passed on from generation to generation. Therefore, Avraham knew that even though his family were wicked, they were more wicked intellectually. They served idolatry, but they didn't have bad character. The Canaanim also were idol worshippers, and they also had bad character, and therefore he's afraid that that would be potentially even if the girl would be a great girl, but deep down she would have these negative character traits and they could be passed on to the next generation. That's what the Ram says. The only problem is, who are we talking about in Avraham's family that didn't have bad characters? Lavan, Bethuel. Lavan was a cheat and a liar. He wasn't just an idol worshipper. He was a rotten person. So he had bad character too. What is he talking about?
What about Bethuel?
Who? Bethuel. Bethuel we don't know too much about. He wanted to kill Eliezer.
What about his brother?
Nachor, Korah. Okay, we don't know. But the Lavan we know was, and he was the brother. We always look at the brother. So what is the Ram saying that Avraham Avinu's family, they were wicked, but only intellectually, not with bad character, when it seems that they had bad character? The answer, I think, is the following. The Chaim Shmulevitz says that we normally think that a thief is somebody who stole money. And if you haven't stolen money, you're not a thief. It's not really true. Because if you could conceivably steal, in other words, your character has not been perfected by you, that you would never think of stealing, then you're basically potentially a thief. What's holding you back from stealing? The right circumstances. That's all. That's not in your control. So what separates you from a thief is circumstance. This thief got into the circumstance where it paid for him to steal, and you didn't get into that circumstance. Imagine if you would be in a room alone with Bill Gates, okay? Or the women with Mrs. Bill Gates. And Bill Gates became senile, and he doesn't remember anything. And he brought some small change, a wad of $10,000 bills. And that's a small change for the day. And he would never miss it. It wouldn't make any dent in his pocketbook. He'd never remember that he forgot the money on the table where you were meeting with him. No one would ever know. No one was there. No secret cameras. Just you and him. And you need the money to feed your children. If in that circumstance you would take the money, then you're a thief. The only thing is, you know why you haven't stolen yet? Because the ideal circumstance didn't come up. That's not your choice. That's circumstance. Then you basically are a thief. just the circumstance didn't come up as a, it's a little risque, but I'll say it anyway. George Bernard Shaw, who loved to raise the irk of respectable people. So at a banquet, he once went to a very aristocratic woman, and he said to her, "Would you have an affair with me?" She looked at him indignantly, and he said, "Well, for $1 million, would you?" And she started to think. He said, "Now that we've established your morals, let's establish a price." Meaning that if there's any situation that you'd agree, then basically that's what you are. The only thing is, you have to establish the circumstance. That's all. So, only a person who's worked on his character really is in control. The opposite is also true. Bad character is not just something you do because of habit. And bad character that could pass on from generation has to be something a person worked on to really acquire bad characteristics. Not just something that comes naturally. Just like good character is not something that just comes naturally, it's something you have to really work on acquiring. Menela Lavan did not have bad character. He just didn't have any character. He didn't have any good character. He did what he was influenced by his surroundings. That's why he always mentions Lavan Arami Mipadan Aram. He lived amongst cheats and liars. So he became a cheat and a liar. He never really worked on himself to work out a bad character. That doesn't go from generation to generation. It has to be something that you really worked on and created a really bad character. Or a good character that you worked on, and that will also go on. But if you just never worked on yourself, so you do what naturally comes bad or naturally comes good, that doesn't affect future generations. The Kananim, on the other hand, were not just bad by habit. They had to work on themselves. Because the Gemara says that the Kananim, when their parents got old, would feed them to the dogs for two purposes. One is they shouldn't be a burden on them, but stop to kill them, well, what benefit would they get? So they use them for dog food. So at least the dogs would benefit. That takes a lot of work to be able to do something like that. You can't just do that naturally. That doesn't come by habit. That comes by really working on being evil. Or they used to roast their children in order to get success, not burn them in one sitting. They used to pass them over a fire slowly, killing them in order, because they thought that this would bring them success. You don't do that just by what comes naturally. That you have to work on. You have to ingrain bad character in yourself to be able to do something like that. It's a Nazi. The Nazis weren't just doing what comes naturally to people. They ingrained in themselves these terrible things. It took ingraining. It took training for many of these officers to be able to do what they did. And the leaders worked on themselves to be evil people. That carries on from generation to generation. That's what the Ram meant. The Kananim had bad characters that they ingrained, they worked on. Lavan just didn't have any character. He wasn't somebody who worked on his midos, bad or good. He just whatever came naturally. So if he lived amongst liars and cheats, he also was a liar and a cheat. In my estimation, that's what the Ram means.